Rewind's Neil Atkinson, Dan Morgan, to talk about Sunderland first and foremost. Two Sunderland games coming, and two quite mad ones in wholly different ways. The second one we'll do is the 17th of November 2002. You may, if you were watching Liverpool at that time, if you were alive at that time, you may well remember it as yes, that game with Jürgen Macho. The first one we're going to do though is, in a way, far madder. It is from the 6th of February. In 2016, it is Liverpool 2, Sunderland 2. The first thing about this game, Dan, for me, is people don't know or forget who was Liverpool manager at the time. If I say to you, he was Liverpool manager in 2016, everyone thinks Jürgen Klopp. One of the funny things about the game with the walkout, which is what it was with the walkout, is that Liverpool find themselves in a situation where it feels like something from a different era. It feels like something from a different Liverpool side. It feels like something which was never any part of Jurgen Klopp, and he wasn't even on the sidelines that day. It very much feels, very conveniently, it very much feels and felt as though it was a different time, when Liverpool, effectively, the way it was framed in the Times, was the Merseyside club suffered a reversal at the hands of their own supporters that was far more emphatic, humiliating, and self-inflicted than any in their 124-year history. And Jürgen Klopp was the Liverpool manager for it.
It is. It's that real funny space, isn't it, between when Klopp comes in and when he just first starts to turn the screw and the mentality starts to really shift. But this is in that weird period, sort of from when he comes into pre-Dortmund, I guess, or up to Dortmund at home, which is the first real seismic Klopp shift in terms of impact that he has on the club.